Hi, and welcome to the Magazine Rack on Chris. I'm Emily. Today, I'll continue reading from the April 2024 edition of Prevention Magazine. Our first article is from the food section, titled Nutrition, Energizing Eats by Alyssa Jung. Keeping your engine revved involves a bunch of good habits. Sure, that latte helps, but it's just a quick fix. Long-term benefits come from getting good sleep, exercising regularly, and soothing stress as much as is possible for you. Having energy is key to living a full life, and a healthy lifestyle helps our bodies work better so we feel recharged and motivated, says Dawn Jackson Blattner, RDN, author of The Superfood Swap. Another factor that directly influences how invigorated you feel, your diet. Food is energy, and the right ratio can give you steady, time-released energy, Blattner explains. The best fuel mix is a complete carb like a whole grain along with protein, produce, and a bit of healthy fat. When food is digested, our cells turn it into ATP, special molecules that serve as an energy source. Eating balanced meals helps regulate blood sugar so we can say bye-bye to energy spikes and crashes, says Blattner. Dig into these energetic dishes. Balsamic chicken with spinach apple salad. This recipe takes a total of 25 minutes and makes 4 servings. Heat up 1 tablespoon of olive oil in a large skillet on medium. Season 4 6-ounce boneless, skinless chicken breasts with half a teaspoon each salt and pepper and cook until golden brown and cooked through. This should take about 8 to 10 minutes per side. Remove from heat and add 2 tablespoons balsamic vinegar to skillet and turn chicken to coat. Meanwhile, in a large bowl, toss 2 scallions and 1 stalk of celery, both thinly sliced, and 1 green apple, cored and cut into half-inch pieces, with 2 tablespoons each fresh lemon juice and oil, half a teaspoon salt, and a quarter teaspoon pepper. Fold in 1 15-ounce can of lentils and 2 cups of baby spinach and half a cup of flat-leaf parsley, both roughly chopped. Serve with chicken. This recipe is about 426 calories per serving with 15 grams of fat and 46 grams of protein. Apples. Fructose is a natural fruit sugar that the body can quickly turn into energy, and apples offer it. They also have vitamin C, which protects the mitochondria, the energy factories of our cells, to support overall energy production, Blattner says. Lentils. These legumes have carbs, the body's perfect energy source, says Blattner, as well as plant proteins and fiber to help those carbs ease into the bloodstream for steady, long-lasting energy. Lentils are also a good source of iron, which transports energizing oxygen throughout the body, Blattner adds. Pear and cottage cheese toast. This recipe takes a total of 10 minutes and makes 2 servings. Toast 2 slices of whole grain bread. Divide 1/3 a cup of small curd cottage cheese between toast slices and top with half a ripe pear, sliced. Finely grate half a teaspoon zest from 1 orange and set aside. Squeeze a touch of orange juice on the top of each toast, then sprinkle with 2 tablespoons coarsely chopped roasted hazelnuts or sliced almonds. Sprinkle with zest and drizzle with honey if desired. This recipe is about 221 calories per serving with 7 grams of fat and 10 grams of proteins. Cottage cheese. This bowl base and toast topper contains a good amount of protein and is an excellent source of vitamin B12, 22% of your daily value per half cup, which helps the body turn nutritious foods into energy, says Blattner. Hazelnuts. An ounce of these nuts delivers 14% of your daily value of magnesium, a mineral that plays a big role in how the body produces and uses ATP, those molecules that serve as the energy source our cells rely on, Blattner says. Let's move on to the May 2024 edition of Prevention Magazine. We'll start with the editor's note. Dear readers, would you believe I've essentially had the same job since I was a teenager? In high school, I'd stand in front of the rest of the newspaper staff every morning and lead a meeting about the next 3 issues. In college, I sat in an ugly armchair on the third floor of the student center and did the same. I loved it all so much I couldn't quite believe it when I got my first magazine job. They were paying me to do what I used to do in my free time? This work has defined my life. The important stories on things like foster care and cancer, and the fun ones that required taste testing, the meetings to choose photographs, the hours spent on cover lines and fact-checking notes, the time I called in the printer to say, "Stop the presses," which, trust me, is not as thrilling as it sounds. The reader letters, which I take very seriously, and my brilliant and hard-working colleagues. Recently, I had a staff meeting, in a conference room now, with half the team beaming in virtually. And I told the group that this issue would be the last one I'd see from start to finish. I've decided to take one of prevention's messages to heart. It's better for every part of your being to take the next step, literally and figuratively. I'm excited to learn a new field, but I'll miss the people who make this job truly meaningful. You, who value learning every time you open an issue. By the time you get this one, I will be one of you, a prevention reader, and I can't think of a better company to be in. I'm trading familiarity for change, but I value both, and I wish you all whichever one of you need in your life right now. Signed, Sarah. From the Pulse section, wake up your walk. If there's one thing we know about you, we mean you, reader. It's that you love walking. We do too, because it's so good for you. Putting one foot in front of the other is a powerful means of catering to your overall health, and studies say it may even help you live longer. Finding ways to boost your walks can help you rack up even more motivation and steps. With summer knocking at the door, it's time to put on your thinking cap. Will you add a mile to your routine once a week? Bring a friend? Get out your pencil. Write down three boosters you want to add to your walking routine by the end of the season. Your May to-do list. Put a check mark next to each one you get done. Plan a friend date. People with the strongest social ties have lower rates of chronic conditions such as arthritis and diabetes and later onset of cognitive decline, per a Harvard study that spanned 85 years. Reach out to a pal you haven't seen in a while and get dinner, a walk, or an at-home movie night on the calendar. Take a breather. Spend a few moments doing something that's just for you. Regular me time can help with stress relief, but we don't always make it a priority. This is Mental Health Awareness Month, so there's no better time to hit reset and commit to doing a little self-care each day. Try a new leafy green. Lettuce is in its prime in springtime, so think beyond romaine and test out other varieties while they're at peak flavor and freshness. Look for watercress, bib, baby bok choy, and mizuna, also called Japanese mustard greens. Embrace cultural foods. Exposing yourself to a variety of flavors makes healthy eating easier and tastier. In honor of Asian Pacific American Heritage Month in May, savor a staple of many Asian cuisines, dumplings. Lao Ban handmade dumplings have a traditional all-natural ingredients and no excess sodium, so they'll make you feel as good as they taste. Go for a classic like ginger chicken or try pork soup dumplings for a brothy bite. Our next article is titled, What Do You Know About Stress? Quiz time. Circle the best option. Number 1. Stress is bad for your health. A. True. B. False. The correct answer is B, false. While it's true that chronic stress can be detrimental to your health, stress in and on itself is a natural psychological reaction to perceived threats. So, in small doses, it is just a par for the course and helps you deal with and overcome a tough situation such as a looming work deadline or a spat with a friend. It's still important to find ways to chill out so you're tense less frequently, as repeated bouts of acute stress can cause body-wide inflammation and turn into chronic stress. Learn what stress management techniques work for you and build them into your daily routine. Number 2. What was the top reason for not seeking mental health treatment according to the American Psychological Association's Stress in America 2023 survey. A. Not enough time. B. Lack of insurance. C. Belief that therapy doesn't work. The correct answer is C. Belief that therapy doesn't work. About 40% of adults said that they didn't seek therapy because they didn't believe it worked, per the APA's annual stress survey. Even so, almost half of those surveyed said they'd wish they'd had someone to help them manage their stress. Making the decision to explore therapy can feel overwhelming or even cause stress on top of what you're seeking to banish. Know that it can take a little trial and error to find the right fit, and many therapists, though not all, offer the first session free of charge for exactly this reason. Search online platforms like Psychology Today and ZocDoc for mental health professionals near you. They list their areas of expertise and sometimes offer reviews. You can also seek out a therapist who offers virtual sessions if talking from home feels more comfortable. Number 3. Which is a symptom of chronic stress? A. Menstrual changes. B. Low libido. C. Insomnia. D. All of the above. The correct answer is D. All of the above. Stress impacts many systems within the body, so the symptoms of it are varied as well. Changes in length, timing, or severity of your menstrual cycle can occur when you're under constant stress, and sexual desire can dip when stress causes you to feel anxious or depressed. Mental distress can also cause muscles to tense up, which can lead to aches and pains over time if you don't find ways to loosen up. Headache, digestive issues, insomnia, or other sleep issues, and brain fog are also common signs that you may be chronically stressed. Number 4. Which hormone is released first when you encounter something stressful? A. Cortisol. B. Adrenaline. The correct answer is B. Adrenaline. Though cortisol is the body's primary stress hormone, adrenaline is actually released first. When you encounter a stressful situation, your brain sends out a distress signal, which prompts your nervous system to tell your adrenal glands to pump out adrenaline. This is what triggers hallmark symptoms like a racing heart, a rise in blood pressure, and rapid beating. Then cortisol enters the picture and keeps you experiencing stress symptoms until the threat subsides and cortisol levels fall again. If you're chronically under stress, your cortisol levels stay elevated, and if your body is in a stress state for too long, that can negatively affect your overall health, potentially leading to serious health issues such as heart disease over time. Number 5. Your stress response can be genetic. A. True. B. False. The correct answer is A. True. Your family's running joke that you're just like your frazzled mom may be more true than you realize. Certain genes control the stress response, and slight differences in those genes may impact how your body reacts. Life experiences also play a role in how we handle stressors. So having dealt with neglect as a child or trauma later in life could also be behind your strong stress response. Moving on to the next article titled, Gardening is Good for You. Check off when you complete each stop on the map. Good news for gardeners. Getting down and dirty can spruce up your yard and your health. Not sure whether you have a green thumb? Maybe it's time to find out. Spring is prime planting season. Follow this roadmap to read the benefits of gardening. Mindfully choose your plants. Picking out the flowers, ferns, herbs, or other plants you want to see in your garden is half the fun. And even if you already have a vision for how you want things to look, consider a few plants that will add goodness to your life. For instance, the scent of roses may support steady mood, and lavender and jasmine are thought to help with stress relief. Marigolds, catnip, and sage could help keep away mosquitoes. And edible blooms like nasturtium, as well as herbs such as rosemary, mint, and chives, are both pretty and useful. If you are a newbie and are worried about keeping things alive, Take a trip to your local gardening center, which can recommend things that are easy to care for. Pre-gardening prep. Always apply sunscreen with at least SPF 30, whether or not it's sunny, to protect your skin from UV rays. A hat will help keep your face shaded. And before getting active in the garden, start with some stretching just as you do before a workout. Light stretches will help warm up your muscles and get your blood flowing so you can tend to your plant babies with less risk of injury or later discomfort. Try to target areas with muscles that will be put to use, such as your neck, back, shoulders, arms, and lower body. Gathering your gardening tools also counts towards your warm-up. Time to get digging. Don't stress about planting everything in one day. As with traditional exercise, overdoing it may leave you sore or strained. Don't forget to take breaks to stretch and hydrate. Add stones, a bird bath, or other garden decor that brings you joy. Oh, and are you wondering about those health benefits we mentioned at the start? Gardeners 65 and older had lower risk of heart disease or its risk factors compared with non-gardeners, according to a recent large study. And previous research has dug up mental health benefits, showing that gardening may help ease stress, depression, and anxiety while enhancing happiness and well-being. No outdoor space? No problem. See if you can volunteer at or buy a plot in a community garden and explore other related activities, such as volunteer initiatives to beautify a park. All are great ways to reap the benefits of both gardening and socializing. Test your beauty smarts. Match each common hair concern with its problem-solving product. Here are the options: dry hair, oily scalp, split ends, dandruff, and flyaways. And the solutions: Bond Repair product, Ketoconazole shampoo, hair mask, smoothing cream, clarifying shampoo. And the answers: for dry hair, you need a hair mask. Hair masks usually contain oils, such as coconut oil and argan oil, to condition and restore moisture along with water to hydrate. Try a nourishing hair mask once a week in place of regular conditioner. Oily scalp. You need a clarifying shampoo. These shampoos contain higher amounts of cleansing ingredients than do regular shampoos, and they help eliminate grease, excess product, and other buildup from your hair and scalp. Split ends. You need a bond repair product. A trim is the only way to truly reverse damage, say, from heat. But certain bond repair products can help add strength to your hair to prevent future breakage. Try a product like K18 or Olaplex No. 3. Dandruff. You need a ketoconazole shampoo. When the scalp's natural oil production is disrupted, Malassezia, a type of yeast, can grow. Over-the-counter shampoo with ketoconazole, zinc parathione, or sulfur will reduce Malassezia and help rebalance things. Flyaways. You need a smoothing cream. This works well for most hair types, but one exception is very fine hair, for which a more lightweight cream or serum may be better. Smoothing cream hydrates strands to fight frizz. Our next article is titled, How to Pick the Best Dog Bed. Your pup should snooze as cozily as you do. Answer these questions from Dana Varble, DVM, Chief Veterinary Officer of North American Veterinary Community, to figure out which type of bed is right for your doggy. For each question, check the answer that applies to your pup. Number 1. Do you have an older or special needs dog? Pups with bone or joint issues require extra support, and there are orthopedic beds for that. Always read the packaging to make sure it'll meet your pet's needs, says Varble. Number 2. Does your dog chew everything? For a chomper, the best bed might be no bed. The floor or a kennel is safest, as ingestion of their bedding may require surgery or even cause death, Varble explains. Number 3. Does your dog love their crate? If your dog feels cozy in their crate, a covered bed or a bed in their crate may be comforting. Some dogs feel more secure when they have a bed that's their own special space, especially in a multi-pet household, says Varble. Number 4. Does your dog run hot, or do you live in a hot climate? If your dog chooses a cold floor, try a bed that features temperature-regulating materials or other cooling elements, or try elevating a regular bed to promote airflow. Our next article in the Pulse section is titled, Strengthen Your Core. Bicycle leg lifts work out your midsection, particularly your lower abdominal muscles, as well as your inner thighs, making this a great lower body move to have in your rotation. Step 1. Lie flat on the ground. Place your hands behind your head and engage your core as you curl your upper body and lift your knees into tabletop position. Your shins should be parallel to the floor. Step number 2. Inhale as you pull your left elbow and rib toward your right knee while extending your left leg out straight. Exhale and lift the straightened leg toward the ceiling. Inhale as you lower the leg, stopping when it hovers slightly above the ground. Step 3. That's one rep. Do 10 reps, then switch sides and repeat. Moving on to the In Focus section of Prevention Magazine, titled, Eyes. Many of us don't give our eyes a second thought until they hurt or vision changes. And then, wow, it's hard to think about anything else. Consider this your get-ready guide to eye issues, so when one crops up, you'll know exactly what to do. Let's take a closer look. 7 things you should know about your eyes. 1. There's a safe way to remove a bit of debris from your eye. Don't stick your finger in your eye to force yourself to cry in an attempt to remove an eyelash or a fleck of dirt. If blinking and your natural tears don't take care of it, you need to step up your efforts, says Raman Bakiri, OD, an associate professor at the Illinois College of Optometry in Chicago. That's especially true if you experience heavy tears, redness, or light sensitivity. Immediately flush the eye with medical-grade eye wash, a sterile saline solution found at a drugstore, if you have it. If not, use clean water. If you get the debris out and your eye is no longer red, watery, or irritated after 20 minutes, you're probably in the clear. But see an eye doctor if the redness returns, your eye hurts, or you have trouble seeing. If something is embedded in your eye or you get a chemical in it, seek medical care immediately. Number 2. Your eyesight will likely change as you age. Presbyopia, a natural process of aging that makes it difficult to see objects up close, happens to everyone at some point after age 40. Hello, reading glasses. Sadly, none of us escape it, and there's a good chance it'll progressively worsen as you get older, says Ryan Parker, OD, an optometrist in Denton, Texas. If you are nearsighted and wear glasses or contacts for distance, presbyopia may happen a little later for you, Parker adds. And each of your eyes is a lens that helps you focus on objects. When you're looking at something at a distance, the lens is a certain size, explains Parker, and when you want to focus on something close, it needs to get bigger. Your eyes' lenses are able to do this easily when you're younger, but over time they lose elasticity as the eye muscles start to wear out, making it tough for your lenses to change so you can see things clearly when they are close. Number 3. What you eat matters. Yes, carrots are known to feed your eyes, but you should munch on these surprisingly eye-friendly foods too. Kale. This leafy green is a great source of lutein and zeaxanthin, phytonutrients that protect eyes from the harmful effects of sun and artificial light. Research shows that they can also reduce the risk of chronic eye diseases, such as cataracts and age-related macular degeneration. Lemons and limes. Their vitamin C lowers the risk of cataracts and other vision problems by protecting lenses from UV light-induced oxidative damage. It may also help protect the skin around your peepers from free radicals, which are known for their link to skin issues. Peanuts. These crunchy legumes are packed with vitamin E, which helps prevent the breakdown of eye tissue and that may reduce the risk of vision problems and eye diseases. Peanuts also contain some healthy fats, which your body needs to absorb the eye-aiding nutrients lutein and zeaxanthin, says licensed dietitian Tori Amroll, MS, RDN, of Columbus, Ohio. Oysters. Zinc is crucial for eye health, and there is no better source of this mineral than oysters. Just one oyster provides nearly 100% of women's recommended daily allowance of zinc, Amroll says. Zinc also helps move vitamin A, another nutrient that supports vision, from the liver to the eyes. Number 4. Certain eye symptoms shouldn't be ignored. No one wants to have yet another doctor's appointment, but early treatment for eye issues could save your sight. Even if your vision is perfect now, it's smart to get checked out if you're experiencing any of these symptoms. Eye pain, blurry, double, or obscured vision, frequent headaches, difficulty seeing at night, bright flashes of light or large floaters, dry or watery eyes, eye strain after staring at screens, and sensitivity to light. Number 5. Exercise is good for your eyes. You know it can boost your heart and brain health, but blood vessels and connections to your brain are vital for eyesight, so it makes sense that exercise might be a boon for the health of the eye too. In fact, research on mice and humans suggests that regular exercise may lower the odds of developing age-related macular degeneration and glaucoma and improve tear production. It can also help control diabetes, possibly reducing the risk of diabetic retinopathy. Number 6. You may be able to renew your glasses prescription online. A number of apps and websites now offer tools that measure your vision and connect you with an eye care pro who can prescribe new glasses or contacts without you ever having to set foot in a doctor's office. Unfortunately, these tools can't diagnose eye diseases or ensure that contact lenses fit correctly. Experts recommend online vision tests only for adults between 18 and 39 who have previously had a comprehensive in-office exam, show no signs of eye disease, and don't wear contacts. And number 7. Optometrists and ophthalmologists aren't the same thing. Optometrist. This healthcare provider has a Doctor of Optometry degree after having spent 4 years in optometry school beyond getting an undergraduate degree. This person isn't a medical doctor, but they can perform eye exams, prescribe glasses and contact lenses, detect some abnormalities, and prescribe certain eye-related medications. Ophthalmologist. This person has a medical degree that requires at least 8 years of study after undergraduate school. They can diagnose and treat all eye conditions, perform surgery, and prescribe corrective lenses. Which specialist should you see? Most people can start with an optometrist, who will refer them to an ophthalmologist if they need more tests or treatment. That's it for this installment of the Magazine Rack. I've been reading from the April 2024 and May 2024 editions of Prevention Magazine. I'm Emily. So long until next time.